This is No Pink Spandex, episode 170 for Friday, June 14th, 2013. The originator, I was going to say the Jesus,
the OG.
But I can't blaspheme, of Ranger Board. Hey, Ray.
The founder, creator, Big Cheese.
The CEO.
That's right.
Yeah. All them things. How you doing, Ray?
I'm doing great. How's everyone else doing?
We good. Fantastic. We good. The last time we all saw each other in person, in the flesh, was, can you name it? Can you name the time?
No Pink Spandex Live.
I don't know. Was it Chicago?
No. Nope. Remember?
David Yost.
Yeah, David Yost.
Yeah, New York. That was fun.
Yeah, and before then was Chicago, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think that was Aeson, right? Aeson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 2008. So, you know, we have to, like, bring these gatherings closer together.
Dude, I don't think anything will top Aeson, though.
I thought you were in line all day.
Yeah, but still, even that, even in spite of that, the rest of it was great.
Yeah.
LineCon, right?
Yes, wow, I feel bad.
LineCon! Oh.
That was a waste of time. I didn't even care about getting that ticket.
Yeah, I felt bad for you. So, did you even get one?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, he was there, right, in the line for JDF, right? It was because Ray was the one that actually pointed out that.
Oh, that's right.
Crap.
Yeah,
that's right. You were you started it.
Yes.
I said good things about you though.
Lies.
Yep, yeah, but he was
biggest, on tape.
I said he's your biggest defender. You should have just gone with it.
Yeah. Oh, you were saying it with a smirk. He saw red.
He believes it, though.
Oh, well, of course he does.
You sold yourself out.
Well.
It was worth the story, though.
I gotta be truthful, though.
Yeah.
You know me. Having it being on tape, though, priceless. Love it.
That was great.
Love it.
So, everybody else was madder about it than I was, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, Phil and Con were all really pissed off about it. I'm like, whatever. It happened. It's a good story.
Yeah, it went viral, that story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But yes, we have Ray here. Not only just to shoot the breeze, but RangerBoard.com is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. And we were like, you know why we need to bring on the big kahuna, the OG, to bring us back.
Ooh, back in the days.
Back in the day. Because I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I joined Ranger Board in June of 2003. So, and that was about when Dino Thunder, the rumors about Dino Thunder, a little bit. Now, I think it's a little, no. That was during in Ninja Storm. Yes, that was during Ninja Storm. And then I was just like, okay, cool. And then Dino Thunder, you heard the rumors. I was like, what? Let me watch this show again. So when did you guys join?
I joined in December of 2003. I had been lurking before because I was enjoying Ninja Storm after hating Wild Force. And then when Dino Thunder came around, I'm like, all right, I gotta get in on this. Gotta start talking.
Oh, but man, I remember how Ranger Board came about, though. I mean, it all started with Ranger Central, really.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Ranger Central. I remember back in the day when it was, very little tiny font.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how did that come about?
Well, there were a lot of really awful Power Ranger sites back then, so I set out to make a good one. And, you know, it was tough because, you know, back then I was a lot younger, didn't have a lot of good equipment, but I put out some good content and people came. Ranger Central got pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of emails and stuff, people trying to contact me and contact each other. I said, let me put up this message board. And everyone was on that message board. It was like so, it was such poor technology. It was really ghetto. But I mean, people posted on and they talked to each other. And I talked back to them. I said, hey, this is pretty cool. And I don't remember how long that lasted. But then I said, let me start a forum. And I think at that point is when it moved to Cool Boards, like a year or so later.
Okay. And what year was this? You remember when you started the message board?
I couldn't remember.
Okay. Yeah, because...
Late 90s, I'm sure.
Oh, wow. Because I remember was it the Cool Board or Easy Board or whatever?
Easy Board.
Yeah, like,
Easy Board was after Cool Board, yeah.
Mm-hmm, I remember, and this is like, okay, like after my time, so I'm reading the stories about it, about how someone hacked it, and that was the reason why you're like, okay, I gotta change. I gotta make sure we get some V-Bulletin up in this piece.
Yeah. Yeah, Easy Board was a nightmare because they were really strict on bandwidth, and Ranger Board went over it regularly. Well, it wasn't Ranger Board back then. It was just a Ranger Central message board. So that's when I got two boards, and I kind of mirrored them, like, to use the bandwidth on both of them.
So wait, it was Ranger Board and which?
No, they were both the same board, but I had like two accounts. I don't remember what I did, but I had two accounts just trying to ease the bandwidth. And I was like switching back and forth between them.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
It was a weird setup because, you know, I didn't have a host or anything, so I was at their mercy.
Okay.
And power animals, you know, everyone knows power animals, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
I don't think everyone really knows like what he did or what happened. That's kind of in the past. And he's pretty, like, he doesn't really mention it when people ask him. But yeah, it's fun.
Well, I would think not.
I mean, do you guys know how we hacked into
the
board?
No, I don't even know. I don't even know the story.
Oh, man. I can tell you exactly what he did.
Oh, snap. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know any of the details.
He did it by phishing, basically. He got my password because I was an idiot.
Oh.
So he knows, as everyone knew, that I'm a big Britney fan. So he generated this email sent to me as an invitation to some Britney Spears message board.
Oh my gosh.
And I went to the site and I registered, of course, using the same username and password that I used for Ranger Board.
Oh.
So he got the username and password that way and he was able to log in and he deleted everything.
No.
Yeah, oh, he wiped out all the forums, all the messages and everything.
No, shut the front door.
Yeah. So it was gone. It was done. I got control of it again, but everything was like brand new.
I believe he was banned.
Yeah, he did that because he was banned. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why he got banned, but...
Well, I guess you know why.
So just after the whole nightmare of that, I said, you know what? I'm starting from scratch. And that's when I went over and got a V Bulletin, got it on a hosted server. It was still not Ranger Board, called Ranger Board at that point, but it was on its own. It's a much better system.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what Power Animals did, and he's still around.
That's the unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, he's calmed down a lot since then. You can say he's calmed down.
Yeah. Not one of the worst members.
Oh my god, that damn Britney Spears.
That's my weakness, man. It's my kryptonite.
Even now?
No, not so much now.
Because she crazy. Okay.
She's a hot mess now.
Because back in the day, okay. Right.
So Tristan, do you remember when the Cool Boards Easy Boards, because I think I remember you saying that you were around before rangerboard.com. So like, do you remember around what time, you know, it was, you know, the Cool Boards, Easy Boards was around? Or
yeah, I mean, I don't know like the exact date, but I just remember talking about Time Force at the time. So that was like 2001. So when exactly did it switch over again to Ranger Board?
Well, in 03 it got the name.
Okay, so then before that, because I mean, I was around literally, I remember Ray being like, I think we should change the name of this thing. And I being like, oh, I don't know. What's the name? And they're like, Ranger Boy. And I was like, I'm not sure I like that. Of course, now fast forward to 2013, and I, you know, wouldn't have it any other way.
What else would it be?
Yeah, really?
I don't know.
Simple, simple name.
It'd be funny if there was like a, you know, if like people coming up with names. Power Rangers Unlimited or whatever.
That's just for Hench and Justice.
There would not be great names if we let them decide.
No. Like, I was going to say, though, I think everybody that's been around for a long time, it seems like, all have, say, registration June 03, so that must be when you switched it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
So
I think at some point, though, we lost the database and had to start over. So that could be the cause of the 03. I think the database was still around before then, though. So it was Beat Bulletin before that.
God, I can't believe it's been so long.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Over 10 years.
Like, for real, like, I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. So my 10-year, I've been there for 10 years. I'm not going to mention my age or anything, but, I mean, it's a very long time. One time, you know, so you know, practically it's like half of you know, half of Power Rangers, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know. I was gonna say, like, we all like met up together for the SPD cast, and God, that seems like a million years ago.
It's
crazy. Yeah, I think I was still in high school, or was it? I'm not sure. Oh yeah, I was. Yeah. That's insane. Just thinking back.
It's great.
Insane about that. Yeah.
So over the past 10 years, I know it's going to be hard, but anything that like you can remember that stood out, besides, I mean, of course, the hacking, like that's, I mean, duh. But anything that stood out for you or any of you guys these past 10 years that you will never forget?
I think we can never forget Edmund, that's for sure.
Oh my god.
What is the story classic behind Edmund? Because I feel like,
suiting down Ranger Board.
I feel like I was around,
can't
but
make
I was,
that stuff up.
Wasn't really aware. What was the story?
He was a very talented actor who just wanted some recognition. And his presence was felt on Ranger Board.
Look, let me tell you something. For the longest time, and I might still believe it, but I seriously thought that you were Edmund. I thought you were trolling.
No, I'm George. Get that straight.
Right, George.
You're George. My bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember at ASIN you claiming that every single person you saw was George.
Yeah.
Yep. And I believed it at least once.
I'm going to hire an actor to play George. As a
just
front.
Combine everything.
The possibilities are endless.
It's true.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, but for real, like, I thought, like, you got some random Asian kid, right? Some pictures of him or whatever, and I thought she was trolling. I was like, okay. Because he got a little bored with George or whatever, so he needs an Edmund now. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Oh goodness. I remember when I first joined and one of the first threads I noticed was the, oh my gosh, was it the treaty? Like,
oh, the peace treaty?
The peace
oh,
treaty.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Well, those are some dark days.
See, I was gonna go back further and talk about what might have brought about, because way back, like in the first couple of years, it was like a lawless land. There was no real rules.
Mm-hmm.
There were no mods, you know, or anything like that. And it was basically just kind of free for all. Say whatever you want. Curse out whoever. Not a problem. As long as you don't insult Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're good for the most part.
And don't talk about Forever Red.
The old days.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think
that peace treaty was bound to happen, though. It was just getting bigger and bigger. If the board didn't clean itself up at that point, it was just going to collapse on itself.
No, those
It
were the
was
good
crazy.
old days.
Because that's the first thing I saw.
Those were not the
I didn't
good
even know what U.S.
days.
was. I had this was. I was like, peace treaty. What the heck happened? Like, you know?
What didn't happen?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Very, very hostile times, but it was for those of us that liked it, it was really fun though. But I gotta
Guys.
say, it's really, really alienating to outsiders, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just remember mods, whenever somebody gets squirrely, changing their names to like P Sponge or whatever, or Power
Yeah,
Ass.
Our ass, yeah,
that was her
exactly.
doing that. I didn't
And
approve of
who's
that.
her?
Symbolic agony.
What's her name?
Symbolic agony.
I don't remember her. Lynn or something? I don't know.
Lynn.
Right? Was it Lynn?
Yes, Lynn. Now I remember. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, she
Okay.
was
I don't
crazy.
remember her particularly, but I remember it was at ASIN. It had to be at ASIN. They were just like, "I saw Lynn. She's on the staff." I'm like, "What?
I
What?"
saw her. Yeah, I met her.
So, yeah. So I never met her. I don't know her, but I remember the stories. But continue. Yes,
That's
she was the
exciting.
one to change the names to
Yeah, she did all the name changing.
people's
I don't know.
username.
Whatever. I mean,
Yes.
So like how
oh.
did like how did you decide on who's gonna be admin, whatever, you know what I mean? Like it was just like, hey, you're my friend. What's up? Be an admin.
Well, with her in particular, I don't really know how that happened. But yeah, I don't know.
You
I
never
guess
don't
I don't know. I guess over you just see who you can trust on the board and who's there a lot and who seems to make good calls. And I mean, definitely wasn't her, but so I don't know how she got it.
I mean, I think she kind of had the right idea. It's just the way she went about, 'cause like all those people who got name changes, they got them because they were doing things that were
Yeah.
bothersome to everybody else. It's just, okay, maybe instead of changing their name to Power Ass, you should just say, "Don't do this." here's what you should and should not do. We eventually ironed it out, but
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at one point she probably was a lot more responsible and reliable, then just kind of degraded from there. She just took it too far. I'm sure she started out with good intentions, but then she didn't agree with the peace treaty and she split.
She didn't agree with the guy. I wonder
Nope.
why.
Oh, wow.
Was muscled out.
No peace in our time.
So
It
yeah,
had to happen. It's for the better.
because yeah, I mean, I remember like it, I even okay, a little after the peace treaty too. I'm just saying, like people flaming people,
Oh
cursing
yeah, it
each
was
other
hard.
out, and it was wow.
Yeah, that was just the culture of the board. It was really hard to change that. I mean, does the board still have any edge at all?
It's salty. It can
It
be
still
salty.
A
something.
little bit.
It still has
It's
some
just
bite, right?
interesting. Like every once in a while, like someone will say, "Oh, you guys shouldn't flame each other so hard," or something like that. And I'll just be like,
You
"You have
have
no
no
idea what I'm
idea.
talking
I do. We're being nice. Trust me. This
about." Like this is like
is tame.
for real. This is mild salsa. You get
Really?
man.
Yeah, you still see every once in a while someone disappears and then pops up on another board and talks about how Ranger board is dictatorship and everybody's so mean and everybody won't let you
Yeah.
speak your mind or they have no idea how good it is.
Could be a lot worse.
So yes, let me try. I'm trying to think of any. Well, there's so many in the past 10 years of. Okay, well. Who are your favorite or some? Well, I mean, I guess favorite is not the right word because
Most entertaining.
they're all your babies. But like, there have been many cast and crew that stopped by the board. So, which one do you remember that was like, holy crap?
I'm trying to remember, like, who was the first?
Would it be
Wasn't
Doug?
Doug the first?
I would imagine so.
He came on like just around the
Ninja
when
Storm.
that Dino Thunder scoop was
Okay.
the
Yeah. He was
licensing
pretty
show.
active. Yeah.
That was great. That was great. That was a good scoop we had with Tommy coming back.
So
We
he
got that.
was
We
he
got
the
that
one
sheet.
to say, yo, he's coming back?
No, we got it from the licensing show, and we posted it.
Right, that's true. That's true. Okay.
That like blew everyone's mind. They thought it was fake. Because
I was
when Will and I saw it at the licensing show, we looked at it like, what? Like we couldn't even believe it. I was like, we couldn't wait to post this on Ranger Board. It's like, the big scoop.
Yeah, that's true, man.
And everyone thought it was fake all for the longest. I was like, nope, this is real. Tommy's coming back.
Yeah, and that was like the first big flood of new people.
Yeah, that brought a lot of people.
Oh, I was hoping it was fake, and then I saw that first commercial.
I remember what Doug posted, too, in response to when I posted that scoop. He just put, wow, can't wait.
So it would be Doug. Yeah,
on at the point.
And look, as the first, that's pretty big when you have the executive producer of the show be like, yo, what's up? Mm-hmm. Because
then we had Bruce.
But the thing about Doug, though, is that he didn't only just come around and be like, yo, what's up? He would respond to people's saltiness.
And mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
People hating on the Ninja Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it
was, sometimes with good reason.
No, and it wasn't, never.
I don't remember it. I don't remember any condescending or what. It was just like, okay, so that's your opinion. And you probably live in a basement, but okay, I hear you though. I hear you though. I'm completely paraphrasing.
Mm.
Very, very loosely. But yeah, I remember. And then, you know, taking the criticisms that people had and making Dino Thunder, hey.
That was the thing that was like really cool, because like I definitely voiced plenty of criticisms, and I really kind of felt like, not me specifically, but like the general sort of consensus of Ranger Board was really taken into account when he went to the next season. And that was like, I don't know, like you go to something like Ranger Board and you think, okay, well, we'll just talk to people who will watch the show and have fun and blah, blah, blah. And you don't really think like, oh, this is ever going to be seen by anyone, or it's ever going to be whatever. And turns out sometimes maybe that's not true. Like it does have its own small little impact on things. And so that was really cool to see over the years.
Definitely. I remember a funny response Doug made to me. Somebody said someone should make a parody of Power Rangers. And I said, they did. It was Ninja Storm. and Doug replied and said, not exactly, Ray. I felt bad I said that.
Oh,
you kind of feel bad when you're honest and then they come and be like, really? I'm just like, oh, I like you, but I don't like the show. I don't like the show. I'm sorry. And you kind of like backtrack and be like, oh.
Yeah. You know? I got to see, Ninja Storm has aged really well. Like it's actually really good in hindsight now.
Darn straight.
It's not a terrible season.
It's not terrible. No, it's
like
not
when it came out, people loathed it, but right. It's actually it was really so good.
I mean, anything compared to Samurai, I'm just saying.
I loved it. Coming off of Wild Force, Ninja Storm was gold.
I mean, it started off a little too goofy for people's taste, though.
Well, yeah, because everybody went all crazy about them saying Power Rangers weren't real and they were a comic book or whatever. And
they always say that.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with that, really. I honestly, like, the first episode... Okay, I know we're, like, totally just talking about Power Rangers now, but, like, the first episode, I really enjoyed a lot. But then it was like, okay, so when's the story gonna kick in?
Oh.
Kind of thing. It was like, okay, lots of jokes, fun stuff, but where's the story? But then Dino Thunder came and brang the story. So there you go.
Extreme teens.
I remember the person who stuck around the longest, though, Johnny, going back to the board and answering everybody's question. I mean, that thread was 50 million pages long. And yeah, I remember he stuck around a long time to answer everybody, and it was around, I can't remember exactly when, but I mean, he was already, you know, he was already in his voiceover work and very popular then, but he was blown up, you know what I mean? Like now he's like on video games and all this other stuff. So,
yeah. Was he promoting something at the time?
I don't think he was. I think he was just like, hey, I mean, I think, just oh, you know what it is? I believe he was just starting his band. Like they wow. formed, and yeah, I would think it was around that time. Like he formed his band, and you know, was trying to interact with the fans. But he stuck around a lot. Like you wouldn't, you know how like some Rangers that come back and they like promote their stuff and they'll do a little right. whatever. But you wouldn't have known whatever he was promoting because he was there a long time answering people's questions. So, so yeah, Johnny, good in my book.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
he was a good member.
I remember the brief appearance of Anne-Marie Crouch.
Hawking her eBay sales. Yeah,
it was for a good cause, though, right?
Yeah. So, Didn't Spencer answer a bunch of questions too?
Oh yeah, true.
I remember that guy's name.
Yeah. I wish I remember.
He's just
the butler.
Yes, from Overdrive. One of the best aspects of that season.
Mm-hmm.
And Mesagog. He was a star.
Oh, lovely.
He was a star member. He was on a lot.
Mm-hmm. He was a great interview.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
What's Spence's real name?
David Weatherly, right?
Yes!
Yes!
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. There's another person that I want to bring up.
Benta?
Oh yeah, do we want Benta back?
Was that?
What if the red Megaforce guy came on?
Troy? What's the guy's name? Andrew?
Andrew Gray, right?
Gray. Hey, if he came on, you know, more power to him. I think some people would be.
I mean, I'm sure that there would be a number of people who would just be like, "Thanks for showing up," you know.
Yeah.
Of course, there would be some people who were like, "This is you're terrible." But whatever. I hope
that they would be respectful.
Yes.
And you can say your truth, you know, but there's ways of saying it that doesn't come off as like, I hate you. Like, we don't need I hate you. We just need, we respect what you do, and we hope that you grow and prosper. And
I would take the approach of, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Yeah.
But I think, like, people still would be not blowing smoke, but, like, genuinely appreciative of, like, hey, you came down here.
And spent time with us.
You didn't have to. Yeah. Like, yeah. That alone is cool. Like, even though, you know, myself personally, I was not a huge fan of what I've seen so far, but that's separate from, you know, seeing the guy come and take his time and talk about
right.
the show or talk about whatever. Like, that would be totally cool. I'd be very happy to see that.
And I have to say, a lot of actors, especially when they put all themselves into the role or whatever, it's hard for them to separate that, like, I might not like your character, but I can like you as a person. Like, I can like you as Andrew, but not like you as Troy. And so, you know, because they think like, oh, well, that's me. Like, I'm trying, you know, like, and hopefully, I hope more actors see that we're, you know, we may not like the character that you portray, but we appreciate you, the person. I'd rather like you more, the person, more than the character than the other way around. Just saying. I mean, you know, that'd be messed up. It's like, I love your character, but I can't stand you in person. Like, no. I'd rather, if I had to choose, I'd rather the other way. Like, I like you as a person. So, mm-hmm. I do have to bring up one of the moments, crazier moments, and I have two words for you. Jack Olesker.
Oh, boy. I was not even really that involved with that one.
Oh, I was.
I was in the sidelines there.
Oh, I was. And I
you were?
Clearly remember.
How did that go?
I clearly remember, because like he came on the, and I use quotations because honestly, we don't even know who this person is, right? I remember that this person, Jack Olesker, came on the board and was like, hey guys, I'm the one that wrote the Mighty Morphin Bible and yada yada yada. And then Megarod's like, oh, okay, you know, Phil. He's like, oh yeah, this guy sounds legit, right? Boom. Cool. And so I'm like, okay, I've never heard this name in my life. Interesting. This sounds a little fishy. Okay. So then you know, Olesker is posting, and then he wants to come up with some challenge, some contest or whatever for the fans. I'm just like, okay, let me use this opportunity to find out what he wants to do and what his plans are and whatever. I try to find out to see if this guy's for real or not. So I'm, you know, I'm asking the mods, like, okay, well, you know, you guys, should I, you know, ask him, and they're, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, let me take the initiative and do it. Let the record show that Ray was like, yo, I'll just leave him alone. Why you all up in his business? Gah. I remember. I was just like.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Yes, I don't remember. You were like, why you all up on his. Like, come on.
He's fine.
You know?
Yeah, but you didn't listen to me. So.
And I didn't. I Good. Didn't listen to you. So, or I went and I already PM'd him or whatever. I'm just like, if he responds, fine. If he doesn't, fine, whatever. Then I get an email. And I have the email.
Oh my God.
Oh boy, she's been sitting on this for a while.
Mm-hmm. I had to find out. I was like, where is this email?
Let's go.
So this is the email from Olesker. This is oh my gosh. And this was like a Cyrax post. I'm like, it was long. It was long-winded. Ahem. This really came about in an unintended way. The way many good things do. I'd originally just thought I'd introduce myself on the board and have some chats with the fans. Obviously, with over 12,000 views in a week to my hi, it's me, how are you thread, this has turned into something more, and I want to take a moment to extend my deepest gratitude to each and every mod for deciding to take a chance and make my thread as sticky. I fully understand the risk of embarrassment. Hopefully, your faith will pay dividends through global exposure of Ranger Board of what I'm about to tell you. That alone, oh, I'm just like, are you for real?
That's amazing.
Okay. After the brief chaos about who I am and whether or not I am who I say I am and my involvement in PR sort of settled down, we all got into some interesting discussions. Along the way, a few members started asking if I'd be interested in revamping PR. Now, this is around, I'm going to tell you right now, this is February 2009, okay, early February. So this was about when? What was around that time? What season ended, started?
What was that?
RPM?
February 2009.
I would guess RPM.
Okay. Google it and get back to me. Okay. Okay. At present... Okay. I'm reading what he's saying. At present, I'm running my studio in Chennai. Yeah, February 2009.
Yeah, RPM started in March of 2009.
Okay. Okay. So, and that's when we were hearing, like, that's going to be the last season and the rumors and things, because it wasn't getting much promotion. So, right. Yeah. Commuting back and forth between Michigan and India. I'm reading what he said. I'm reading what he said. Directing and co-producing an animated film, producing episodes of a series we're presenting to PBS, and developing two other series, and am in pre-production on another animated film. I've got a great staff at the studio, but my plate is pretty full. So at first, I backed off from the idea. But more than a few people persisted. I'm very big on passion. Probably comes from being born on Valentine's Day. And I try to listen...
What?
And I try to listen to my heart as much as my head. So, the more they kept at it, and frankly, the more I was drawn into the board by the fun I was having here, the more I thought about it. At some point, it just took hold. After this happened, the first thing I wanted to do was to try to bring the board members in. I co-created The New Adventures of He-Man, and I wrote 37 episodes of the series. Listen to my interview on Master's Cast, episode 28, sometime to get the history. Long story short, Mattel wanted to move the series away from He-Man's home planet of Eternia, and to create a whole new series. I thought it was a good idea. So long as we came back to Eternia in season two, but we never got to season two because none of the fans knew where we were headed with it. So I decided if I was going to get involved with this sort of revamping again, I wouldn't make the same mistake twice. I decided the only way I'd do it is if I had a strong input from the fans, and what better place to get it than on your board? And what a great public relations vehicle to say fans had a hand in creation, in the new series. Now, already there, any executive would tell you that you cannot go and solicit ideas from people and then go use that idea for your show and say that you did, because you would get sued by, you know, there's a potential lawsuit. That's why they can't have no soliciting, you know, just random. They can't just hear everything or whatever. They kind of have to be like, yo, all right, fans, we like you, but we can't hear what. La, 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 la. Okay. So already he kind of crazy. So that's why I posted the challenge. My initial thought was I'd get some good input, select the best idea, offer the winner a percentage of my revenues from the project, and present it to my friend Jay Francis, VP Development of Original Series at Disney. Jay's intimately involved with Disney XD. Snap, my bad. But along the way, something very interesting happened. Whenever I'm involved with a project, I always look for something called topspin. An indefinable something. Extra, outside-of-the-box quality. It came to me as I was shaving this morning. What I plan to do is to pitch Jay not only the idea for a whole new PR series, but an idea for a series about the creation of that series, entitled Who Wants to Create the New Power Ranger Series? I see it as a reality series along the lines of American Idol and The Bachelor combined. We'll choose 6 to 10 winners from what's being posts on the board. Each of them to get maybe $10,000. Don't quote me on that, as if it'd be up to Disney. Yeah, and then do this. And then we'll begin the development process. I'll take camera crews to a different contestant's house each episode, and you can see how I develop the series with them, creating a series Bible, etc. Each of the contestants will be flown to Disney, where they'll meet with Disney artists and give them their input. And we'll also get to the friends, family, spouses, whatever of each of the contestants, making them real for our viewers. Millions of viewers.
Can we please stop? This is just awful. At what point?
There are a lot more.
That's a point.
Let me skip down to this. I mean, just to generate. He wanted, in a final episode, you know, people would cast their votes, millions of votes, and the winner, they may get $100,000. Again, he's like, okay, then don't quote me, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Let's see. There was another part where he said that he wanted to fly out all the mods to the premiere of the show.
Oh.
If it ever happened.
That's...
No lie.
Oh, how lucky for us.
No lie.
A free trip, right?
Yep.
Just fly out and then not go to the thing. Go to the beach or something.
No lie. And I was just... I couldn't.
Okay, you've been vindicated, Lisa.
And then I remember Bruce, and because I went to New York Comic Con, and I remember Bruce was was premiering or showing the premiere of Aaron Stone at the time. So Bruce and Jermaine from
Jackson.
Disney. You're an idiot. Jermaine from Disney were there. And so I was just like, did you? They were like, yeah, we saw. He crazy. Who is this person? What is this? Why is he posting? What is going on? Yeah. Yeah. It crazy.
It was power animals. I'm just saying, I don't know.
I mean, literally, like this guy wanted to fly us out and we get to party with the star. I can't. I can't. That I will never forget in my life. That
So
is.
what was the big reveal finally about this guy?
He was a fake. He's okay. And then I
Was he
remember.
a fraud or just delusional?
He's a fraud.
Did he just disappear after
I
that?
have to be because people were like, "Yo, you ain't real, son." Yo, I went and then I remember that was early February 2009. So that summer. We went to Anime Expo, and that's where I met Tony Oliver. And I asked him, like, "So, who wrote the Bible, Mighty Morphin?" He's like, "I did." This guy is a screw loose. Like, Tommy Oliver was the one who was right there, created it along with Haim and whatever. He's the one wrote up the Bible, wrote up the disc, wrote up everything. And then this fool's like, "Yeah, so, like, who is this person?" Like, I don't even. I believe it was some troll pretending, taking a
Wow.
name that exists and whatever. Like, it was crazy. And then,
I
like,
mean,
this quote unquote Jack Olesker was like stalking me, son. Like, kept emailing me and following me on like my other social networks. I'm like, what are you crazy? Yeah. Never forget.
That's
You
strange.
crazy.
That's one of those fun things about being on a message board is like some people will just come on and be like, "Hey, I'm so and so. Give me attention because I don't know." Like they don't have enough life, period, so they have to create one. So that's kind of unfortunate.
And of course, I mean, I've hardly had to deal with crazy stalker people, but I would assume, Ray, you the face of Ranger Board. I know you had to deal with some stalkeries.
Are people wanting things that you're
People
just kind of
wanting things
like,
from you,
what?
people
Like,
wanting to use you for your that you're probably all connected with the Rangers.
no, not really.
Really?
No, I kept a pretty low profile.
That's
I had them
true.
all. I shunted all the work to you guys.
Ah.
So that's why the mods were instated, is to do all
That's
the
right.
work.
Oh well,
Yeah.
I really would think that like people were like, "Yo, y'all, you got Amy Jo Johnson's number. What?
Yeah, right.
Hook me up."
Have
I
a
did get an offer
project.
to buy Ranger Board though.
Say what?
I did get an offer to for someone to buy the board.
Oh really?
It's
Do you
an
remember?
it's a network of boards. They own like Transformers boards and all kinds of stuff. And I didn't get a number or anything. So I just turned them down flat.
It was just like, no, we're good. We're all right. So, what do you want to see with Ranger Board in the next 10 years? Ooh.
Well, I hope we get a lot more participation from more staff and from more cast. It looks like it's been going down for a little bit.
You going down in terms of.
I don't see that many cast members posting
Oh,
anymore.
I see.
We used to get a new person joining like all the time, but I guess I'm just a
Jessica
big
Rae
part of
stopped
it.
by.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she was on.
Yeah, she
That's
stopped
good,
by.
but
I don't.
definitely want to see more of that. But yeah, I don't really care about like all the high tech part. I just want, as long as it's up and people can post and there's a community,
Yeah. I think
I
that's
really
more of
like
a.
the I like the banners and the artwork and the setup, and I like that that's always changing.
Yeah, I think it's more of a
I still
social
have.
media thing, though, you know? People would
Yeah,
rather
like that.
just post on their Facebook or their Twitter instead of coming to Ranger Board.
I love how it has how the Facebook and Twitter for Ranger Board are always updated and pretty
Wait,
active.
sorry, wait, say that again, because Jeremy kind of breathed very loudly. I couldn't hear.
No, I love how Ranger Board's Facebook and Twitter are always being posted on. They're pretty active.
Yeah, I mean, let me see, like the past what, 2 years, like, you know, the different actors are on their Facebook, their Twitter, like, yo, tweet me this or come into my Facebook page or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I do see how they wouldn't necessarily come to a board as their first thing to do, like, okay, I gotta join Ranger Board. It's like, I'm already using Facebook, let me just make a fan page. But I believe once that has settled, because it's still kind of new, like, it's still new to the actors, but once that's kind of settled, I believe that everything will be integral and they will intertwine, interweave all those good things. And I hope that there's a show on the air 10 years from now. That's another thing.
I hope that
That's
there's a
true. I hope
good
there's a
show
show
on.
to talk about in 10 years.
Yes. Something that I like and really am excited to talk about.
Or
That'd
else
be
we'll just have to
great.
turn it into Sentai board.
No. Never.
Never.
I actually saw a Sentai movie the other day.
Yeah?
Did you?
Yeah.
What was that?
The Legendary Battle one.
Oh, right, okay.
That's the first
199
time I've seen it.
Heroes.
When did that come out?
2 years ago.
Couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I finally got around to seeing it because I was looking through like YouTube clips or stuff, and I saw that they had like the whole thing. So I was like, oh, let me just see the Japanese version.
Was it subtitled?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not gonna be that hardcore, son.
Well,
You
I don't
at
know,
one
like.
point immediately became a Sentai fan.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I was like, wow, I get to see all the Rangers together and stuff and all those battles. Because I've only ever seen like clips of it. I never actually saw the whole thing. So like I didn't know what people were talking about and comparing the footage and what we could use. So it was neat. It was neat to see all that stuff. It was really action packed.
Slowly bringing Ray.
Yeah, but those guys that played the Rangers, the Japanese actors, oh, horrible, man. They all look like girls. Like
I
a bunch
know
of
you're not talking
Japanese
about my
girls with
Captain
big,
Marvelous.
yeah, what is this with these guys? They have these big spiky hair. Oh my God. These guys were an eyesore.
Oh no.
They were.
Yeah, boy. Oh, I love you, Ray.
This
That's my
podcast is
and
over.
they
This
all
podcast
look
is over.
like they all look the same.
Oh my
I can't tell any of
God.
them apart, male or female.
Racist.
Excuse
They're just awful,
me,
man.
all Asians look alike
Yeah.
to me.
All look same, man.
My gosh. He's
They
All I
all
could
came
think of
from
was,
the
man, this
RPM
would be.
jail.
All I could think to myself watching this was, man, this would be so badass if they cut those Japanese guys out.
Wow,
Hating
that's
on the
great.
Captain Marvelous. Oh my God.
Put in some good-looking American actors, whether they can act or not. I don't care.
Oh, come on.
Okay,
Whether they
so
can
just
act or
like a
not.
whole cast of Andrew Gray
Let's
and
not. No, let no. No, I can't be on board with that. I was with you. I was with you. Then you were like, whether they can act or not. Child. They better know how to act. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, Ray, thank you so much for coming along this
Sure,
journey.
huh?
You know what I mean? And don't be a stranger.
Yeah, maybe we should give the folks listening a preview of our contest.
That's right. That is right. Okay, you guys. Since Ranger Board has been along or been around for a very long time, Ray devises mega plan. He was just like, "Look, yo, I'm the OG, and I want to bring a whole bunch of crap to y'all."
That's
Not in
right.
so many
It's like a
words,
return. It's
but
like a past ranger returning. I'm making a cameo
exactly.
here to the competition.
So Ray, what is your, what do you want to bring? What you got to say?
Well, I don't want to reveal too much, but we are going to have a special 10th anniversary contest. We've accumulated some merchandise, some special things to give out, and the contest is going to be interesting. You're going to have a chance to be creative. One of them is going to be to make a viral video. That should be fun. One is going to be to take a funny picture. I think everyone has seen that planking picture where you plank in funny places. Well, you're gonna have to morph in funny places, and the last part is actually pretty cool. You get to give the ranger, board ranger, an identity. You get to come up with a backstory. You know, give him a face, and you should probably get some pretty good entries for that. So that's just a taste. So people
Little
listening,
taste, and the prizes
yeah,
are
they can.
good, child. The prizes are
Yeah,
good.
that's what I hear. That's what I hear.
I'm jealous.
Yo, I'm jealous. Just saying. Too bad we work. Can't participate. So, but the prizes are good, and so keep going to Ranger Board and look out for it, because all the information and the prizes will be listed very, very soon. Okay, so that would be great. That would be great. Well, thank you again, Ray. You're awesome.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me.
If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even know each other.
That's true.
We would have found a way.
Maybe.
Somehow.
No.
No, not really.